Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here with all the interesting and important news you should know about. Today, we have the latest on the sale of three hospitals in the region. And Pennsylvania legal experts call new immigration and customs enforcement policies unconstitutional. It's Wednesday, January 28th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start off with that hospital news. Tenor Health Foundation's CEO confirmed the company is ready to own and operate three Commonwealth Health-owned hospitals in the region. But that's all pending approval from the Pennsylvania Department of Health. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane has the latest update.
Tenor and Commonwealth Health signed a purchase agreement in October. They expected to close the deal by the end of 2025. Tenor would take over Wilkes-Barre General and Scranton's Moses Taylor and regional hospitals. Tenor CEO Radha Savitala says they hope to receive state approval within days. The State Department of Health says the application is still under review, but they didn't give a timeline for approval. State Representative Bridget Kozorowski says she's been in regular contact with the department.
The Department of Health are well aware of how important this decision is for the community and the workforce and the patients. The delay isn't really a delay. It's more about, okay, we've gotten through this part A, part B, part C, but we need a little bit more information.
Kozorowski hopes a decision will happen by the end of the month.
It's an important thing to approve a reasonable deliverer of care when it comes to a hospital. So they have to do their due diligence and we have to be patient.
United States Representative Rob Bresnahan told WVIA in a statement that he hopes to see an approval from the state soon, and that he's closely monitoring the situation. Kozorowski says she's grateful to have worked with Bresnahan's team through the sale.
As a whole, we've been kind of working across party lines on this.
The hospitals have been in search of a new buyer since the initial deal fell through in November of 2024. I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Find more on this online now at WVIA.org, including previous coverage of this sale. Moving on now, it's definitely too cold for any hunting this week, but there is some news on that front. The Pennsylvania Game Commission is pausing its proposal to move up the start of firearms deer season, for now. As Sydney Roach reports for WVIA, the decision comes after heavy backlash from the hunting community.
The Game Commission had proposed shifting the opener to the Saturday before Thanksgiving, from the current start the Saturday after Thanksgiving. They argued the change would help declining license sales by making hunting more accessible to younger people, since they have time off from school for the holiday. Following nearly 4.5 hours of public comment at Saturday's meeting, commissioners voted 6-3 to reject the proposal. The commissioners who voted no say they want to revisit the proposal once they gather more data, such as the number of college-aged hunters. Haley Sankey, a commissioner, says she understands many hunters want to go back to the traditional Monday opener, but she says the board has to address the declining hunting population. The commission's next meeting is in April, where they will finalize hunting seasons and bag limits. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
Thanks, Sydney. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. The conduct of immigration and customs enforcement agents is one of the biggest stories in the country right now. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security is claiming a newfound authority to enter some immigrants' homes without a warrant signed by a judge. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WVIA, Pennsylvania legal experts call that move unconstitutional.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement's top official signed a memo saying its agents can, with a necessary and reasonable amount of force, enter a person's home without approval from a judge. The memo focuses on cases where a person has an immigration removal order and an administrative warrant issued by ICE itself. This memo, issued in May of 2025, was secret until last week when a group representing two whistleblowers made it public.
It just simply smacks of unconstitutionality.
That is John Jones III, a former chief judge of Pennsylvania's U.S. Middle District Federal Court, appointed by Republican President George W. Bush. Jones retired from the bench after 20 years and is now the president of Dickinson College. He says the memo legally jumps the gun. He says people can appeal deportation orders, so ICE calling an order final isn't correct.
Someone could be in the midst of exercising their due process rights and still be deprived of their Fourth Amendment protections. That can't be right.
The Fourth Amendment protects everyone in the country from unlawful searches and seizures, and it requires judges to approve law enforcement search warrants. He says allowing individual agencies to decide their own standards for invading someone's privacy turns the Constitution on its head.
Then I think we're in an untethered world where the rule of law is called into great question.
Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said in an email statement that when the agency serves an administrative warrant, the immigrant has already had full due process and officers have found probable cause. We also know from a Wall Street Journal opinion column by DHS's top lawyer that the agency believes people subject to deportation don't have the same Fourth Amendment protections as U.S. citizens. That lawyer, James Percival, writes the Fourth Amendment should not be used to subvert what he called legitimate law enforcement. Carrie Doyle, the former top ICE lawyer in Biden's administration, says the new policy is a break from decades of legal precedent.
Would law enforcement be much more efficient if we didn't have a constitution? Yes.
Doyle says filing complaints to DHS Joint Intake Center is the most likely avenue for a neutral federal investigation into rights violations, but it will take a while. Doyle says politics are another check on ICE authority.
The other way that people can be held accountable for violating constitutional rights or committing crimes with a uniform is with a new administration or with a new Congress.
In Minnesota, Illinois, and California, state and local elected leaders have sought ways to check federal power, filing lawsuits and speaking out against ICE's actions. In Pennsylvania, Governor Josh Shapiro's press team did not respond to a question about what he could do to protect residents against unconstitutional searches, though they did point to guidance from state police saying their officers cannot use an administrative immigration warrant in an arrest. State Attorney General Dave Sunday's press team did not answer our request for comment. Vanessa Stein is an immigration attorney at the ACLU of Pennsylvania. She says people facing deportation are in a tough spot.
If ICE wants to violate somebody's rights, they're going to violate their rights.
And, she says, for federal courts to step in, people will have to sue. But the people targeted by ICE face deportation, meaning they may be removed from the country before they get a chance to dispute a violation of their rights. Stein says to bring a civil case, people will also have to have a clear understanding of what happened.
If we're talking about home entry without a judicial warrant, what did the ICE officer say? How many ICE officers? Did they identify themselves? You know, did they use physical force? Did they use verbal threats? Did they make statements about the person's apparent ethnicity or the language that they spoke?
Stein and other lawyers say they haven't heard of ICE forcing entry using an administrative warrant here in Pennsylvania. But with thousands of arrests a year and relatively few legal resources for those targeted, there's no guarantee the 8-month-old memo hasn't been exercised here yet. The country may have to wait for ICE to arrest enough people without using judicial warrants for civil rights groups to file a lawsuit. Then, it will be up to federal judges to decide just how protected citizens and immigrants are from federal searches and arrests. In Harrisburg, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
Thanks to Jordan Wilkie for that story. Now we'll end today on a somewhat lighter note. We've got another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. The Battle of Wyoming, which happened in modern-day Wyoming Valley in Luzerne County, has been described as horrific. It was also a pivotal fight during the American Revolution. On July 3, 1778, an army of nearly 600 men, mainly Iroquois warriors and British troops, attacked patriots in Wyoming and Exeter. It was a decisive victory. Hundreds of American patriots were slaughtered, their houses and agricultural resources burned. The settlers at Forty Fort had no choice but to surrender. The Battle of Wyoming's brutality would become a rallying cry of sorts and led General George Washington to create a retaliation campaign known as the Sullivan Expedition the following autumn. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. Remember, if you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.